kicking off the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free. Bring up anything at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where you are allowed to control the content of the website. You get the opportunity to submit different news stories and other things that you might find interesting to the site, blog posts, opinions, rants, whatever you want. And then other listeners can go and vote them up or vote them down. And you also can vote up or vote down these the items that you find on freetalklive.com. So head on over there, get yourself an account. It's free, of course, and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you are welcome to bring up absolutely anything. Meantime, we'll share some things that we think you might like. Like Wayne, you've got something for us that is kind of a repeat of a story we've done in the past, or something that's a phenomenon we've discussed in the past, but it keeps rearing its ugly head. So for the benefit of our listeners that perhaps have not heard this yet, what is going on out there?
Well, apparently cities are shortening traffic, yellow traffic lights for deadly profit. Reeling through a 21st century addicted to technology and surveillance, citizens may be too overwhelmed to complain of increasing cameras popping up atop red lights at intersections across the nation, most of which are designed to catch them breaking traffic laws. That is, until they're caught in those intersections as the yellow lights unexpectedly change and cars in front and in back of them hit the brakes or punch the gas to avoid tickets.
So, point of information, there have been some protests recently, as I understand it, amongst the Liberty Movement, and these protests have not happened here in New Hampshire because I don't know if these cameras really exist up here.
Right.
But the red light cameras have been garnering protests around the country, down in Savannah, Georgia, I think. I think the Freedom's Phoenix folks have been doing something as well. Taryn Lupo over at LCLReport.com has been mentioning such things happening over at his he's out of Savannah. And so he's well aware of what's been going on, where they've been protesting these red light cameras. I don't know if that's going to do anything, but nonetheless, people are pretty upset about them. And this is a real good reason to be upset. It's bad enough that they're using these cameras to extract money out of people, but it's worse that they're actually changing the yellow light times, and I'm sure they'll specify the details here, to essentially make it more likely that you'll run a red light and more likely that you'll be issued a ticket. Unfortunately, it also means that you're more likely to get in an accident.
Correct. Because when these motorists find out that those cameras and lights are being gamed, sometimes lethally, in pursuit of a quick profit, they get mad and maybe even for being used as motorized money pits. With all the stories we hear on a daily basis, there is little doubt that the desire for ticket revenue trumps safety concerns, says Gary Biller, executive director of the National Motorist Association. A quick current example is California's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, who a few weeks ago proposed a state budget including a proposal to add speed sensors to 500 existing red light cameras. The reason? Safety wasn't mentioned, but an expected additional revenue of $338 million was. Roughly, multiply that revenue by 50 states, and you quickly get the idea why red light cameras designed by companies like Arizona's Red Flex Group and American Traffic Solutions are an increasingly attractive crutch for America's cash-strapped cities.
Yep, the more so-called cash-strapped, you're starting to hear that term thrown around a lot these days. We talked about another story earlier this week where they were using that term about how desperate the city governments are for cash and what they're willing to do. The more cash-strapped they become, the more desperate their measures will be as far as trying to extract money from people and the more absurdities they will stoop to. I mean, we're already facing countless regulations, countless code enforcement rules, just an unending cavalcade of just nonsense and micromanaging that they're forcing on people. And now they're doing things that are actually going to put people in jeopardy. They're actually, they're willing to put your life on the line in order to make 50 more bucks.
Right. Because what these red light cameras do is they, people have an expectation of how long a yellow light's going to be. And I don't know how long that is, 6 seconds, whatever it is.
I don't think it's that long.
Whatever it is, they have an expectation as to how long it's going to be. If they shorten that expectation, then you're that much more likely to run it because you have this sort of standing expectation as to how long a yellow light's going to be.
Right.
If you do run it, then you get the ticket. But what happens is people run it, they get the ticket in the mail, they pay it because they're good little citizens, and then the next time they slam their brakes on.
Mm.
And so the person behind them, which has an expectation of how long a yellow light's going to take, and you have an expectation of how people react at red lights because of that, well, then the people that react specifically at that light and probably generally at other red lights in a much different fashion because they're getting tickets. Now what they're doing is they're creating a situation where people are not safer because of these traffic lights. They are less safe.
So right. what more does the story say?
And this is an unsafe shortcut because they haven't necessarily proven very effective at anything other than generating ticket revenue and accidents, lots of accidents. In fact, studies have repeatedly shown that red light cameras can cause more accidents, not less. They're not particularly good at generating legitimate tickets either. Illegal camera setups at intersections in Seattle are issuing invalid citations. About 80% of red light violations in Los Angeles are comparatively safe rolling right turns and so on.
Right, because what they'll do is they'll go after people who, you know, you're allowed to turn right on a red light, mm-hmm. but people don't come to that full, complete rock back stop.
Right.
Because some people don't even know that you're supposed to do this, that when you come to a stop sign or a red light, that the car is supposed to come to a full, complete stop, and the vehicle is supposed to rock back, mm-hmm. and then you're allowed to go.
Right, as opposed to you just using common sense and looking.
Right, who cares about that crap? And by the way, if you take a look at what cops do, they do the same thing.
Of course. Right.
They just don't get tickets. As a matter of fact, I had a police officer following me today he was going to his town through mm-hmm. mine, and I was going 55 miles an hour. I love to do this. Love to do it. If I get myself in front of a cop, I will go stick the cruise control at 55 or whatever the speed limit is, and make them go the speed limit. And then we went to pass. Then the passing lane came up, and the guy passes me. I got up behind him. He was going 65 miles an hour, and
that's illegal.
And I said, you know, if I'd have got appointed to a constable, which is the silly little position in my town that essentially you go around and find out about people's dogs killing other people's chickens,
yeah.
kind of thing. If I'd have got appointed in a council,
would you throw a light up on the top of the car?
You wouldn't get anything like that. No,
no.
I wouldn't even have a gun. I can't own a gun. But I could go after him and give him some trouble. It abused my wife, yeah. if nothing else.
Wow.
But meanwhile, 15 states have elected to prohibit red light cameras, and more are surely to come as motorists learn that some American cities have been shortening yellow lights for deadly profit, as in countries like Italy quickly follow suit.
Right, so it apparently hasn't really mattered that 15 states have outlawed red light cameras or that all of this statistical information is out there, the studies are out there. We've been talking about this for years on Free Talk Live, so it's been long known to us, but apparently all of this knowledge is not reaching the minds or ears of these bureaucrats, these politicians that are passing these laws in the various different cities and towns around the country that have the red light cameras. Either that or it is, and they're ignoring it, and they don't care that people are dying.
Well, there's not enough noise being made. You know, the public doesn't get outraged when they say that red light cameras are coming in because people
too busy.
Yeah, they're too busy. They're placid. They don't do anything. And
I
then
drive
the,
okay. I have nothing to worry about.
Right? The politicians say to themselves, "Well, I'm not hearing anything from my constituents. We sure need the money. Let's go with it, man. It'll make us this much." Obviously, when the red light camera companies come in, they don't say, "And you'll have this many more accidents."
Right.
They say, "You'll make $50 billion,
exactly.
and you'll have 10 times as many accidents." That's an exaggeration. You'll have 20% more accidents at red lights.
Not to mention the fact that you're also impoverishing the people that live in the area as well, because that money is going to the state as opposed to being used for
productive purposes. Like politicians care about that.
No, obviously they don't.
I mean, because that's what taxes are, impoverishing people for the sake of government.
Yeah, well, the states and the towns are flailing around with budgetary problems. Their revenue is declining, and their expenses are not going down nearly as fast. In fact, in some cases, their expenses are increasing.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to find all these creative ways to raise more money. And this is not the one.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
Why don't they cut their spending?
Yeah, right.
Stop wasting money. What a concept.
Well, they've got bureaucrats. They can't
they've
just...
They've got families. Those bureaucrats have families.
All right, there's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. The underground food business expands. We'll explain what's going on in the world of illegal food preparation. Free Talk Live.
Duty. Honor. Family. They're more than words for active and separated members of the U.S. military. You've defended our freedom, and we're here to help your family. This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct, and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. You've served your country with honor, and you're entitled to benefits not available to the general public, like buying a home with no down payment, streamlined refinancing, or getting cash out up to 100% of your home's equity. And because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder. What if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you hate making extra trips back out to the car to carry in more grocery bags, Well, you can solve that problem, like I did, by using the Totosac. Go to Totosac.com. It's a 100% recycled materials handle made right here in the United States, designed to simplify all kinds of carrying tasks. For me, makes it so I can bring the groceries in from the car in one trip. Totasac.com. That's Totosac.com. They carry more than you can, a lot more. Totosac.com. As we continue here, we've had Mama Allie on the show a couple times now. She is an underground entrepreneur, and she's very, very courageous. She is running a 24-hour food service delivery operation. She is serving food not in her home, but she's essentially taking it to where you are. So you call up, you order whatever you want to order, and she sends either herself or a delivery guy out to bring it to you. And it's, that way she's doesn't have the overhead costs that a lot of restaurants will have and can save a significant amount of money running the operation, thereby passing the savings on to her customers, making it so that especially in a down economy where people's budgets are kind of tight, that they can still get great home-cooked food at an affordable price and delivered. I mean, it's really a wonderful service, and I'm jealous every time I talk to her that I don't have somebody like Mama Allie around here that I can call up and have deliver food. And I think it would be a very useful service in any city or town in this country, a food delivery service like that, that doesn't have to do or involve a brick-and-mortar restaurant. But because she's not in the system like that, because she doesn't have the health permits and the commercialized kitchen with the $200,000 stove vent or whatever it is, the exhaust systems, all kinds of requirements, and the requirements are different depending on which bureaucracy or which city government you're talking about. But she doesn't have all that stuff, and so therefore she's illegal. She's an illegal. She's cooking food without asking the government's permission, without paying the government's bribes. Well, she's still paying property tax, but she's not paying the specific bribes that that they demand of somebody who's running a business like that. And she's not the only one. If you want to see her, if you want to hear her interviews, you can go to guest.freetalklive.com. But I came across this story today out of the Boston Globe at boston.com. The rules are simple. Your friend or a friend of a friend or a friend of a friend of a friend heard about this thing, and all you have to do is bring $50 and a bottle of wine to this apartment, the exact location of which will be revealed to you sometime after your RSVP. Wink is a roving supper with no physical address. There is no website, only its creator, whom we'll call Chef X. An anonymous email. An ever-shifting array of cobbled together place settings in an ever-shifting array of homes around Boston. X has clandestinely descended upon these kitchens some 60 times over the past 3 years. Restaurants are great. It's loud. They give you a menu, and then they bring you whatever you want. And dinner parties are great, but then you have one person paying this huge sum of money. I guess this is my way of creating something that's sort of in between, says Chef X. My favorite conversation is hearing everyone sit around and say, so how do you know about this place? I first meet Chef X in a local library, and he slips me a brown business card with nothing but his name typewritten on the front. That is, written with a typewriter.
Wow.
And the words,
one of those.
Yeah, and the words Wink Supper scrawled on the back in longhand. I flip it over a couple of times. And how do I get in touch with you, I say. You don't, he says, sliding a white pad of paper and pen across the table. I'll email you. X's alias is more than a nod to the cloak and dagger. Wink and outfits like it are illegal. They take paying customers, but they're off limits to and off the radar of city health inspectors. Called supper clubs or underground restaurants, their modern roots in the United States are firmly planted in Portland, Oregon in the early 2000s, where the underground scene helped put that city on the culinary map. Since then, it has spread all around the country, a genre of vice that most people, if not tempted to try, would find relatively harmless, amounting to chefs serving patrons at makeshift tables in their own homes. Still, for Chef X, it's a genre not without risk. The last time the Globe covered an underground restaurant, a charming little place called Love Plus Butter, the owners got spooked by an email from a health inspector, took down their website, and, for all intents and purposes, disappeared. Which is frequently what happens when news organizations do stories on things like this, people that are just making a living for themselves, people that are just doing something without begging the government's permission first, it tends to bring the attention of bureaucrats.
You know, there are a lot of restaurants like this in foreign countries, in South America and in Europe, that are legal. and people go there, and you they don't have the advertising, and they don't have the capacity, but they can still make a pretty good living.
Yeah, word of mouth.
Hosting people in their own home.
If the food's good, people are going to tell people.
Right? Yeah. It's so silly, the idea that somehow, without the health inspectors out there, that the food would be unhealthy, as if people want to poison their patrons.
Yeah, they want people vomiting all over their house.
Well, the interesting thing about stories like this, and there's more to it, but the interesting thing about it is they're pointing out here that this is illegal, but yet people don't mind. It's clear that people absolutely do select and choose the laws that they are interested in following. Sometimes when we talk about the absurdity of the laws, that these statutes and ordinances and acts and things like that that governments have, and how it's impossible to know what they all are, sometimes people will apologize for the system, and they'll say things like, "Well, I'm a law-abiding citizen," and normally I'll respond with a question like, "Well, do you speed?" And many times that catches them because, I mean, who hasn't sped, right?
Sometimes you couldn't possibly obey all the laws.
That's just it. But to make the statement that people pick and choose the laws that they obey, because some people could claim, well, I accidentally have sped or whatever. It's clear that people pick and choose. I mean, this is illegal. Shouldn't everybody, if they're law-abiding citizens, pick up the phone to the health department as soon as they find out about this guy and report him? No, they don't, because they want a good cooked meal, and they want to enjoy it, and they want to be left alone to their own.
They want this 5-star chef to prepare them this intimate meal and this neat setup, and why shouldn't they want that? It's great.
Yeah, and it looks very fancy. I'm looking at some of the pictures. It looks like a very fancy kind of preparation of food.
You know, and to speaking to the people being law-abiding citizens, it's absolutely ludicrous. If you think to yourself you're a law-abiding citizen, it's because you haven't read the laws.
Mm, yeah.
You and I were...
You just don't know what you're breaking.
You and I were at karaoke the other night, and, you know, I'm like, look at all the civil disobedience going on. He looked a little baffled. The fact is, in New Hampshire, it is against the law for you to nod your head, tap your foot, or in any way move your body to keep time with music in a restaurant, or, excuse me, in an establishment that serves alcoholic beverage to live music.
I mean, people were dancing.
You can't do it. It's against the law. But all these people were breaking the law, and they didn't know they were breaking the law, and it was fine, and it was okay.
Someone should have called the police.
Well, you know, according to New Hampshire law, because I'm a convicted felon, I can't cut my steak with a steak knife.
You know, that would be kind of funny, Mark, too, just as an aside. We go to karaoke on a regular basis here in Keene with some of the other activists, so it's kind of a weekly thing that goes on. But it would be kind of interesting to place a call to the police department and say, yeah, we've got some people breaking, look up the actual code in the and find out what the
somebody would have to do that.
Right, find out what the regulation is. Yeah. We've got people breaking RSA number blah 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 here at the bowling alley.
Right. I haven't personally looked this particular law up, so I don't know what the numbers are or anything like that. I'm just taking somebody's word for it.
But let's just hear what the police say about that. Let's see if they send somebody out.
It'd be hilarious.
It would be, especially if they actually did something about it. It'd be kind of sad. It wouldn't have been the intention of the phone call, but just be kind of an interesting test. There's more coming up about Chef X and how he does his illicit, illegal business.
Maybe you can just inform the cops and maybe you can get yourself a reward or something.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-888-8888. 346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. And those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They are yours right there on the front page of the website. In fact, if you go to the podcast, you can go all the way back to the beginning part of 2009. All free for you over at freetalklive.com. 1-800-259-9231. We continue telling you about Chef X here in a moment.
Have you ever lost power? It's inconvenient for sure and maybe even debilitating. Now imagine you could flip on a switch and have your solar backup system provide you with quiet power when you need it. No fumes or noise like a gas generator and not nearly the maintenance. Go to mysolarbackup.com now. Check it out. You're the one that's responsible for providing for your family's safety. It's mysolarbackup.com.
I don't know, Mark, if you recall this, but a few years back, several years back, probably not at this point, we did a back when we were still doing a local show. Because it was a local show, it didn't matter if we had businesses come in to talk about their products and their services. So, for instance, since we weren't getting paid to do the show in any way, shape, or form at that time, one of the ways that it was nice, one of the things that was nice, one of the perks about the show back then was that we had dinner provided for us on a regular basis. I mean, we had this Italian restaurant that would come in on a weekly basis and bring us some food. Yeah, it didn't matter. Who knows if they even exist still. Yeah, but we had, I think we almost had every day of the week covered. Most weeks, I think we had some different company coming in to bring us. It was like chicken wings from this wings place, and there were
pizza.
We had pizza and
Bennigan's.
Pasta and Bennigan's, and we actually had a personal chef, and that's where I wanted to go with this. There was a personal chef whose job it was to essentially come to your home to cook you meals using your own equipment, using your stovetop and everything that's in your home. He would come, he'd bring whatever stuff that he needed to make the food with, he'd cook it all up for you, then package it, essentially, in freezer-safe packaging. So he basically would make a week's worth of meals for you, or however long it was in the periods between his visits. So he'd make a whole bunch of meals for you, put them into the freezer, and leave. And you'd pay him for this service, and he's a professional chef. Guy knew what he was doing. The food was absolutely delicious. And I was just wondering, I don't think he had a license. He didn't seem like the kind of guy who would have something like that. How is a personal chef different from one of these folks, from one of these underground chefs that is marketing himself very quietly toward other people and taking people and being very cloak and dagger about the entire thing and giving them a secret location very, very late in the business deal as far as where you can go to actually have the meal prepared, etc.?
Well, the difference is that this fellow is not soliciting customers from outside the home. He's going into the home sort of like domestic help and performing a service for them using their own equipment, but he's not soliciting business from the outside, from people coming in, strangers coming in.
But I get the feeling that this Chef X guy moves around, that he's not doing it from his home necessarily. He has differing locations because they talk about how there are multiple kitchens, an ever-shifting array of homes around Boston that this guy goes to do the cooking.
That's cool.
So I just don't know what the subtleties are of this, and maybe it's illegal in Boston and not illegal in Sarasota, Florida, to do this kind of thing, but I don't know. Maybe if you know more about it than I do, please share at 800-259-9231 the subtleties and the differences. But let me continue telling you about Chef X. Again, very cloak and dagger, very secretive the way he's doing things here. His invitation arrives by email. You don't get his phone number or his email address. He gets your email address and then tells you basically when you get to meet him. The email says, "Bump knees and break bread with friends you haven't met yet," it reads, pinpointing the location of the next wink at a house somewhere in Boston. "Oh, and tell someone who hasn't heard yet," it concludes, "but quietly, okay?" At 7 o'clock on a Wednesday, guests begin leaving their shoes at the door of the designated house. Across the room is a tray of low-ball glasses, a finger of dry vermouth with bitters over ice and a slice of Meyer lemon in each. These glasses will hold our wine later, we are told, and so a quart-sized Pyrex measuring cup sits ready to receive our spent lemons. An empty glass jar to its left sits ready to receive our money. The 13 of us, 20 and 30-somethings mostly, mill about in our socks on the carpet of this stranger's home. Little in common among biologists and artists and computer programmers save this current association with the foodie noir. And yet, perhaps because of this complicity, conversations spark as readily as they do during minor public transportation emergencies. Guests set bottles of wine on a chest of drawers, stacks of folded 10s and 20s, suggested contributions is what he calls them, pile up in the jar. The last arrivals trickle in. We all ask one another, as predicted, "How did you know about this place?" At 7:30, X shows us to our seats at two long tables set at opposite ends of an otherwise ordinary living room. A third table, set between a sofa and loveseat, remains empty. Cancellations happen, it seems, even underground. It is walk-ins that are less common.
So it was the cops.
Yeah. Over the next 2 hours, X and his assistant, another local chef, finish off dishes in the kitchen and then serve them tableside in the living room, swooping past diners to plate 8 courses with the intimacy and decorum of truly great waiters. "This is a poached fig," X tells us, "stuffed with blue cheese and toasted almond and topped with bacon." This very fancy-sounding fare here.
It is so good.
Well, they're not coming to eat in somebody's living room for lasagna.
This is low overhead. This is a recessionary time or depressionary time, whatever you want to call it. And somebody like this, a chef like this, can actually make a pretty good living when he doesn't have to pay all the overhead.
Right, he doesn't have to pay for the brick and mortar, doesn't have to take a cut and give it to the corporation or anything like that. All the money goes to pay for the food, and the rest goes into his pocket. And so it's great for the diners because they're probably saving money. They're spending, you know, $50 or $25 on a very, very expensive meal that might otherwise cost far more. So the food, of course, as he points, it's a sweet potato soup served with argan oil, which comes from a tree native to Morocco and was found in our host's pantry. This is a local chorizo sausage served in a saffron-infused stew of leeks and tomatoes. The food, of course, is what brought these strangers together. Most of it is excellent. There are elements in X's cooking that might go into quotation marks, say quinoa risotto, for instance, with cremini mushrooms and a whole roasted cloves of garlic, or a mustard green pesto spread on toast with shiitakes. Mm. When eaten with a healthy slice of garlic, which is as creamy as mashed potatoes, the firm, earthy quinoa actually succeeds in achieving the tricky textural balance of a true risotto. The mustard green pesto falls more into the category of interesting. X has offered a dish that doesn't so much recreate a classic as offer it with a less flavor, as offer it with less flavorful ingredients. Still, it's not bad, and if that happens to be the highest offense of the weakest dish, the menu is clearly in good hands. The guests, between small talk, compliment the food almost continuously. Otherwise, as interesting people tend to do when meeting one another, they're gently sussing out who is the most interesting. We eat each course with the same flatware. Chef X plates food onto the same plates. Napkins are paper. Guests open bottles at random and pour wine into one another's glasses. The general vibe is one that would fit perfectly in a hipster South End bistro. Last comes a salad of lettuce, fennel, and pomegranate seeds, followed by a half a dozen varieties of chocolate from the local chocolatier Taza. When the last of the wine is gone, also to true fashion, guests depart, and they leave happy. One ex tells me later, begs him three times to bring Wink to her apartment. He tells her he'll think about it. There are moments when I'm scurrying around trying to put together 15 forks in someone's house, and they've only got 13, and I'm thinking, damn it, this would never happen in a restaurant, X says. But a restaurant is a completely different project. At the end of the day, my job is to set the table, to light the candles, to cook some really good food, and bring people here. This is what I was hoping it would be. Wink is currently accepting reservations, if you know where to send them. But I love his line there. This is what I was hoping it would be. This is what he wants to do. He wants to provide people with a unique dining experience that is affordable as it is just incredibly tantalizingly magnificent.
And mysterious.
Yeah.
And maybe even a little dangerous.
Well, feeling. But that only exists because of the black market aspect to it. It wouldn't necessarily be mysterious if this weren't something that he had to skulk around in order to do. So there is that aspect, and I'm sure that's attractive to some extent. But nonetheless, this guy is getting to live out his dream. Rather than slaving away, maybe he does have a full-time restaurant job, we don't know, but rather than necessarily slaving away in a restaurant where he only gets a portion of his efforts, he gets to reap his full reward for the work that he puts in, and he gets to satisfy people directly without having all the other stuff going on.
And pay his mortgage.
There's more coming up here. You can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
In the late 21st century, the hardiest, most daring adventurers have begun to colonize the solar system, where untold mineral riches await them. Jealous of their wealth and fearful of their freedom, the government of Earth is determined to extend their power to this new frontier by any means necessary. Escape from Terra, an illustrated science fiction saga from Big Head Press. Read it online at escapefromterra.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and 6 varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables, and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb K.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb K was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. offthegridnews.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark, join us online, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board with the program, expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll learn about the perks you get access to, like the amp-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go and get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options over at amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, let's start things out with Rob in Ontario. Rob, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Rob, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to give you what I think is a little bit of good news out of our Canadian Parliament today.
Okay.
They had the speech from the throne, which is when the government outlines what they want to do during the next session.
Is that like the State of the Union address or something like that?
Yeah. Gotcha. So what our government is doing, well, let me back up. First of all, our telecom industry is dominated by three main companies. And up to this point, the government has not allowed foreign cell phone companies to come in, like Verizon and whatever else, AT&T, to take that market. Any part of that market.
So are all the companies up there Canadian-based? They are not companies that exist elsewhere?
They're Canadian-based. Bell Telephone.
Yep, okay.
You know.
Yep.
And Rogers is another one. So the government said today was they're going to throw open the doors to foreign competition in the telecom industry. So that means that people with cell phones, certainly internet, and possibly TV, you know, our prices should be coming down.
That's great news.
It is
going to actually happen.
So, you know, I mean, the government up to this point has been controlling the marketplace, but I guess they've realized, well, since our two countries do have a free trade agreement, you know, why not open the trade and make it a good deal for Canadians?
Yeah, why not? I mean, there are all kinds of businesses that are operating up in Canada that have their genesis down here in the United these so-called United States. I mean, you've got McDonald's, you've got actually Canada, I think, still has Circuit City. The U.S. Circuit City went out of business, but the Canadian brand stayed open.
No, we don't have that. No,
really?
We used to have Radio Shack, but they changed their name.
Huh.
It's now called The Source.
Got it. Well, yeah, I know that when I was up there visiting in Toronto, I did spy a lot of chains that existed that also exist down in the United States.
Oh, yeah, we have Best Buy.
Yep, there's Best Buy up there. So.
Walmart,
of course. Why not allow the cell phone companies to
Have some
competition?
Save some money.
Great news. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Nope. That's it. Right.
Hey, thanks for the call. A little bit of good news coming out of Canada. 1-800-259-9231. Yeah, you know, broken clock strikes right twice a day. Sometimes governments do things right, but most of the time they just get bigger and more oppressive and more intrusive. We continue with Jim in Iowa. Jim, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Hey, I had a question for you. I wanted your advice on a problem that I'm going to be having in the near future.
Okay, sure.
I'm a college student, and in May, I'm taking a large group trip from Chicago Airport to Washington, D.C. And we're going to, as far as we know, all the body scanners are going to be there, fully installed, ready to scan.
Mm.
As far as I know right now, to my knowledge, it's still optional, and you can do like an optional pat-down.
Yes, that's my understanding as well.
But my concern is, what if by that time something happens and it makes it mandatory that everybody has to go through these body scans? There's 60 of us going through, and I really, it's based off of what you guys have said on previous episodes, and I just do not want to go through these body scans. And I was just wondering what you guys would do if you were in the same situation where if you were in a large group of 60 people, and I brought this up to some people in the group that were going, I'm like, hey, does anybody else want to stand in solidarity with me to not go through the body scans? And they all kind of looked at me like I was crazy.
I got to tell you, if I'm going someplace, I already know what's up. And, I've made my decision before I go. Kind of the way my decisions go is I try not to travel anymore. I prefer not to because it's a pain in my butt.
Right, but he's going. So
if I could drive, right, if I'm going to go, I'm going to go through all that stuff. I know what I'm ready for.
You're going to get the pat down and all that.
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes to go through there. I mean, I know. Why would I go to the airport and say, no, you're not going to do it? You know what I mean? I'll tell you what's going to happen if you tell the TSA no. You're not going. You're going to stay in Chicago.
Well, no. You're willing to get patted down, just not right. Body scanned, right?
Right. Oh, but my concern would be if it's mandatory, is there anything you guys would say? Would you create an incident with all the other people there? Would you just kind of go along with the other sheep and just do it?
Well, you know, there was a study at MIT showing that those full body scanners use terahertz waves, which literally unzip your DNA and damage your cells. So I might even have a copy of that with me and show it to the TSA, giving that as my reason why I wouldn't want to do it, and also showing some concern for their health being around them as well.
Okay.
But your question is, if it were mandatory, what would you do, right?
Correct, because I really want to go on this trip, but my principles just tell me this is something I do not agree with and I don't want to do it.
You may not even have to do it.
Good.
Well, right, because it's like you said, it's your understanding that at this point it's not mandatory. So you I imagine you'd be choosing the alternative options. But you know, the question becomes: at what point do you draw the line? I mean, you're okay. Obviously, you're not okay with the other option, but you want to go on the trip, so you're willing to put up with it in order to go on through. And that's what I think a lot of Americans do when they go to the airport. They know this stuff sucks. They know that it's frustrating and it's awful what the TSA is doing, but they want to get to where they're going, and so they're willing to put up with the inconvenience.
I think a lot of people are under the impression that somehow the TSA is doing something to keep them safe.
I'm sure a lot of people are, but a number of them would probably prefer to not have to go through the hassles, the taking off of the belts, the hassling, the old ladies and the small children, the forcing the young boy to take his the leg braces off and walk through as a cripple. I mean, it's just crazy. All kinds of the woman that had the rings torn out of her nipples. It was just nuts.
Ouch.
So the question is, what would we do if it were mandatory? Well, I guess if you're going to the airport, you've already accepted it. I think it's like, you know, what are you going to do? If you make a scene, they might throw you in a cage, and it's certainly not your going into a cage is not going to bring down the federal government. So I don't know what the point of it would be. I would say that if you disagreed with it, that maybe you would want to schedule some sort of if you really cared enough about the issue, you could schedule some sort of a protest. There have been some ideas about people going into the airport and, you know, doing like a naked thing, like where they take off their clothes down to their underwear or something like that. That could be a possibility. I guess it would just all depend on how much you care about that particular issue and what you're willing to put on the line. Some people are willing to get arrested over smoking pot or being naked in public. Other people people might be willing to be arrested for doing disobedience with the airport scanners. Although we haven't really heard about anything like that happening yet. Not that it hasn't happened, we just haven't heard about it.
Well, I just saw a news article about two Muslim women in Britain who both refused to go through the body scan, one for religious reasons and one for health reasons, and they were denied access to the airplane. They didn't go on. They didn't go to Pakistan, their destination. And I think they said that was the first instance of that happening.
Yeah.
Well, they might be terrorists. They're from Pakistan.
What do you hope to accomplish with whatever it is that you're hoping to do there?
Well, I want to first just stand on my principles and not let this invasion of privacy and not let them get away with this, to me at least. If it's still an option, it's still a lot of pressure. If I'm the only student out of 60 other people, 60 of my friends, I'm the only one stepping out of line, getting over there and getting patted down by some big, you know, buff guy or some lady. So either way, it's a lot of pressure.
And I think that in your case, the fact that you are willing to go through the alternate screening method may bring some of those other 59 or 60 other people to question the circumstances. I mean, maybe some of them will think you're crazy, but there's a chance that a couple of them might get a little bit, their interest might be piqued by your actions and your refusal to go along with the prescribed manner of security screenings. And that might lead to a conversation or two. As you say, it sounds like you've already been having conversations with people. So that could make it worthwhile.
Yeah, that's also my other goal is to have them see me and say, wow, what is he doing? And then that brings up conversations that gets more minds thinking about what are they doing walking through body scanners. So that's also my other goal.
There's that, and it may just be that they've never thought of saying no before. Most people don't really realize that, well, they have the option. In this case, like you say, in the UK, they don't, but in the United States, they should still at this point have the option to opt out and go with the secondary screening. And so you could at least open their minds to the fact that it's not necessarily as it's presented. That just because they're saying step through this doesn't mean that you have to. Thank you for the
All right,
call
great.
Tonight. Good luck. Let us know what happens. 800-259-9231. Hour number three is coming up. You, as always, can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Libby's 100% Pure Pumpkin. Learn how to give everyday recipes a nutritional boost with the power of pumpkin at VeryBestBaking.com. When choosing fruits and vegetables, orange or yellow are your best bets. Vegetables like butternut squash, pumpkin, or yellow peppers are rich in nutrients that are linked with lower risks of certain cancers and heart disease. On the fruit side, cantaloupe, bananas, and oranges offer the same benefits, plus one more. Kids love them. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.